If we did the things we are capable of doing, we would literally astound ourselves. Thomas Edison. How serious are you about achieving your goals? How serious are you about building your dream life? Success doesn't just happen. It's built by design. If you are truly serious about your goals, you must be all in mentally, physically, emotionally, and spiritually. This is what we call doing life with power. Welcome to Designing Your Life Today, the podcast that provides you with strategies to help you become the power achiever you were meant to be. I am goal achievement strategist Pat Nelson. It's time to plan, build, get results, and do life with power. Hello, Power Achievers, and welcome again to Designing Your Life Today. I am Goal Achievement Strategist Pat Council, and you are listening to Wonderful Wednesday, and a wonderful Wednesday it is. Hey, you know what? We have less than 3 months to make something amazing happen. We're continuing on with our theme for the month, which is facing fear and overcoming resistance to achievement. And I think as we start to get closer to the end of the year, sometimes people convince themselves that, hey, you know what? I might as well start focusing on 2019. So I'm going to coast along for the last 3 months of the year. And hey, I haven't done it now. So I'll just, you know, turn on the power next year and really get going. Well, the reality of it is I'm a firm believer that you want to have momentum, and you create momentum by turning the power on now, turning the power on today, because your power is always in the present moment. With that being said, our topic for today is what's gotten into you, things that create resistance to goal achievement. So we're going to, we've already talked about breaking through your resistance to goal achievement, whatever's going on with you. And yesterday, we talked about energizing your daily routine so that you can give your personal power that boost that it needs so that you can get back in the game, actually get up, get going. And so I gave some strategies for that. So if you missed Monday and Tuesday, go back and listen to Monday and Tuesday. But today we're going to see, you know, kind of what's gotten into you, or more so what's getting into you on a daily basis. So I'm going to talk about at least, I think, four things, that and kind of like the fourth one is includes two things. So it's kind of four and then maybe a bonus. So we're going to talk about what's gotten into you, what's getting into you. And these are things that create resistance to goal achievement. In order for you to have to break through to your, or break through your resistance to achievement, there are things, outside forces, if you will, the dark side, the dark forces, there are forces that come against you, things that stop you. And so it's important to be aware of some of those things, because the beauty of it is that when you're aware of something, then it becomes easier to combat them, easier to recognize it. And, you know, you prevent it before it even happens, so it doesn't get that close to you. And it's not something at that point that becomes, gets a foothold into your life to the point where it becomes a challenge or a problem that you now have to overcome. So let's get right to it. And this one might sound a little bit kind of repetitive, because I talk about this not all the time, but I've talked about it a few times on various podcasts. So the first one is television. I know, you know, people say, well, it's just TV, it's just entertainment. But understand this, your brain does not know the difference. It absorbs things like a sponge. It's just like if you use an actual sponge to, whether you use it to soak up water, soak up ink, soak up Kool-Aid, or whatever it is, colored water, whatever it is, you want that sponge, whatever liquid you want that sponge to soak up, it's going to soak it up. And so it doesn't go, oh no, as a sponge, I think I'll not soak this up, but I'll soak that up. It doesn't work that way. This inanimate object goes wherever you put it. Your brain, while it's not an inanimate object, it does operate in the sense that whatever you put in front of it, either if you're reading a book, if you're watching cat videos on YouTube, or whatever it is you're watching, your brain is soaking that up. Especially something that's funny. We have a tendency to remember things that are humorous a lot easier than things that are more serious or something that's truly dramatic. We remember those kinds of things. So there are lots of shows out there that people kind of pattern their lives after, and they buy into the idea that, or they buy into these stereotypes that television perpetuates. There are certain shows that I do not watch because I find them to actually stereotype me as an African-American woman. And what about you as just a man or a male or a female, regardless of what your ethnic background is? And regardless of the color of your skin, there are different shows that put you in a box. And sometimes people watching that, they buy into the idea that this is who I am or this is who they are. And so they create some idea, some conclusion about you. And it's not so much about what people think about you, but it's about what you are personally allowing into your own mind, into your own brain, things that you're buying into, the media that really knows how to tug at your emotional strings, okay, and get you to react. So think about this. And so when you're reacting, as opposed to really making conscious decisions about how you're going to do something or actions that you're going to take, well, that's going to interfere with your goal achievement. Not only that, it can create a resistance to your goal achievement in that sometimes you see silly things on TV and factual things or things that are delivered as facts. You buy into that. And you draw a conclusion. This group of people does not like me, so I won't sell to them. I won't talk to them. I won't deal with them. I won't put any of them on my team. So, and as a result, you fall short of achieving your goals. So you want to pay attention to what are you allowing into your mental space. Now, let's kind of, this comes from people, things that are put on television. So I guess we're going to stick with the whole theme of people. The second thing is gossipy people. You know, that can create some serious resistance to goal achievement. And I can give you a real example. Years ago, when I first started in real estate, I came from overseas and I had been stationed overseas. I was in the military, stationed overseas I was over there for 7+ years, but I wasn't in the military for 7+ years. I actually got out and became a civilian and stayed and worked for a while in Germany. So when it was time for me to come back, my things had to be sent back to the United States, all of my belongings. So the government, you know, covered that cost. But what happened was my clothes and everything, it was delayed in getting here. So I had a suitcase with clothes in it, and it was a small suitcase. So it was probably enough clothes for maybe a week and a half. So I had to wear the same things over and over. Well, I got into real estate. I got started into real estate, and there was a lady that worked in there, African-American lady, and apparently she was kind of the top salesperson there. And I was the rookie on the block, brand new, never sold anything before in my life. So she decided to tuck me under her wing, and she tucked me under her wing, not to help me, but she tucked me under her wing to get into my head. Right. And of course she was a gossipy woman. So she always had something to say about people in the office, something negative. And then she would create stories. Keep in mind that people who gossip, they put their spin on it, because the more they can sensationalize something, the more, and make you react, the better they feel, the more they feel they've accomplished something great. And they've accomplished nothing. Okay, except if they can get you to react from that. Now, I'm talking about gossipy people, but let me give you the third one, because she was both negative, fearful people. That's the other one. And this story kind of covers both of them. So she would always gossip about people. Then she would make up stuff and say, yeah, since you're new, you know, a lot of people here, they frown on rookies and they look down on you. And really, she was talking about herself. The other thing that she told me, she says, well, you coming from Germany, you've probably forgotten how whites don't like blacks. And in Jacksonville, she said, it's super prejudiced. So they really don't like you. So you probably only want to sell to blacks. And I don't think like that. And I thought, you know what? I'm in this game, you know, I'm in it to win it. So I'm going to learn this thing, give really impeccable service. People who will do business with me will do business with me because I'm very good at what I do. So I set out to sell to everybody, anybody and everybody who needed service. And as a result, I ended up selling to people, you know, whites, blacks, Hispanics, you know, I just ran across just a whole melting pot of people. And they bought from me because I gave an excellent service. Well, I became the top producer in that office. Now, where am I going with this story? The point that I'm making is that had I listened to her, I would have built up a resistance to achieving my own goals. I would have created reasons not to go after a select group of people, not to deal with whites because of what she said. And she says, well, you know, I'll do a better job. She was African-American, but she was very light-skinned. And she had long hair. And she says, well, you know, I'm mixed, so they find me to be more acceptable than you. And I don't think like that. You know, either you accept me or you don't. I just want to sell to the ones that do. So I did. I became the top producer in that office within less than 6 months. Needless to say, she stopped speaking to me. And she also put down my clothes in the process. And she said, well, when you get some money, maybe you can buy yourself some new clothes, because my clothes hadn't gotten back from overseas yet. So the point is, gossipy people and negative people can really kind of wreak havoc on you achieving your goals. So we've talked about being aware of what you watch on television. If it's negative, all that drama, you know what, guys, I'm not trying to tell you what to watch, but you have to make a decision about what you really want to achieve and how do you want to achieve and on what level do you want to achieve. And I'm here to tell you, I have been there, done that. You can watch certain things and they will depress you. They will make you feel less than. They will make you angry. All of the energies that will cause you to resist achieving your own goals, doing what's best for you. Television. So the gossipy people. And the third one is negative, fearful people. Now, I told you a story just a few moments ago that kind of encompassed both types. But I want to say this about negative, fearful people. Sometimes people are fearful and they don't realize if they're fearful. They think they're being loving. They think they're helping you. Oh, you better be careful. Someone got killed last night. And you know what? If you go down that street, it might happen to you. Okay. They don't give you the rest of the story, that this person was killed by someone that they knew, and this person was where they shouldn't have been, and they knew they shouldn't have been there. So they don't give you the whole story. Unfortunate if someone gets hurt or someone dies, but there's always more to the story than just some crazed killer. Now, sometimes there's just a crazed killer, but the point that I'm making is that you get to decide if you want to be afraid or not. Now, we're going to talk about dealing with fear as we move on through the month. So, but you want to be aware of those negative people, people that always have something to say about people, always negative stuff, put downs and finding things that's wrong with everybody and every single thing. There are people like that. If those people are in your space, that's going to really affect you. And if you say, you know what, I don't listen to them, I don't pay them any attention, you know, I just shake it off or tune them out. I just accept them like they are. Hey, I'm not telling you not to accept them. I'm just suggesting that you limit their conversation going into your ears, okay? And that you keep your distance. Hey, I have friends, a couple of friends who are negative and super fearful, but guess what? Love them from a distance. That's what I do. Okay. So I don't try and change them. Right. And I accept them as they are to be who they are. I just don't accept them as people who have influence into my life. There is a difference. So you want to look at that, the negative, fearful people. The final type of person I want to talk about, the bossy, controlling person. Listen, that can stop you from achieving. Another story. I know this guy, and his wife is by far one of the most controlling women that, honestly speaking, that I've ever seen. Okay, she controls everything that he does, and she clocks wherever he goes. She needs to know where he is at every moment, and she needs to know what he's doing, who he's with, and that is ridiculous. So as a result, he has these amazing goals, these huge goals, but as a result, he's not achieving those goals. Year after year, he comes in way below the mark. As a matter of fact, to the point of struggling financially. Instead of standing up to her, and not in a mean sense, but having a talk with her and saying, listen, I love you, but, you know, I'm not cheating, I'm not doing anything wrong, but I need to be able to run my business. Okay, so, and as a self-employed person, he's not going to be in business much longer because of that. So, and he does not want a job. He wants to run his business. So he has a decision to make. So is he going to allow that to stop him from achieving his goals so that he can really live the life that he wants? Or is he going to let someone come into his life, run his life, and tell him what to do, how to be, how to live? Okay, first of all, he's a grown-up. And so the thing is, you want to decide if someone's bossing you or controlling, make a grown-up decision because you're a grown-up. And one grown-up does not get to tell another grown-up what to do as though they're talking to a child. And this same thing goes if you are a female, your husband is not there to be your ruler, your boss. Okay. He's there to love you. And he's supposed to love you. He's supposed to respect you. Yes. And he's supposed to be a good leader over that household, but he's supposed to discuss things with you and treat you like you are a smart person who's a part of a team. Okay. Part of a winning team or a team that desires to win. So, and if anybody wants to send me emails, yeah, I know, whatever. It is what it is. And that's my story. I'm sticking to it. But at the end of the day, be a grown up. You get to decide what works for your life. What I'm sharing with you is things that can stop you from achieving goals. When I was in direct sales, I had a team of 91 women. And that team of 91 women, of that team, there were a few women whose husbands felt the need to tell them how to do everything. Husbands who had jobs, husbands who were not in sales, husbands who didn't take the time to even understand their business. But as a result, they were bossing them around and trying to get them to operate like a 9-to-5 person. So what do you think happened? Those women did not stay in the business long. Okay. They felt depressed. They didn't produce on a high level. They would come and share with me how they wished their husbands would just trust them and just give them a chance to win and see what they could do. So the point that I'm getting to is bossy, controlling people can stop you from achieving your goal. And these are some of the things that create a resistance to goal achievement. So as we wrap up for today, I want you guys to think about who or what is stopping you. Okay. What's causing you to create a resistance to goal achievement? Now, it's easy to blame someone else. What I did was I gave you kind of types of people who kind of exhibit certain personalities or ways of being, actions. So this isn't about you putting your reason for not achieving onto someone else. This is about you making a grown-up decision about what you're going to do that works for your life. At the end of the day, That's what it's about, you guys. It's not about saying, oh, I didn't achieve because my wife, I didn't achieve because my husband. And then you think it's okay. That lets you off the hook for not achieving. No, that does not let you off the hook, you guys. Sorry. But listen, this is all about you having that confidence, that self-esteem that you need to make a decision that will allow you to flourish in your own life. That's what Wonderful Wednesday is all about. It's about your relationship with yourself, and it's about you having that love affair with you so that you can do what works for you. I know if you're thinking that's selfish, it really isn't, because even in the Bible tells you to love your neighbor as you love yourself. It doesn't tell you, oh, love your neighbor, but totally have low self-esteem, no confidence, and dislike yourself. So no, it's not selfish. You want to love you first, okay? So that you can actually be more loving. Listen, that's all I have for you guys, except to remind you that if you need something more, some more information on how to break through and release that magnificent you so that you can have that amazing relationship with yourself, check out our free Magnificent You course. It's a 5-day course that's online. It's kind of step one before you even think about setting goals that are more effective for you, goals that you can be more intentional about, more inspired about. So go there. All you have to do is go to designingyourlifetoday.com and you will see the link right there on our homepage. You can click on it, just register and get started. Be sure you read the instructions that's on the page first and just, hey, unleash your magnificence, you guys, because you're amazing. You're built by design to win. Understand that. That's why you're here. You're not built to fail. You're built to win. Enjoy this wonderful Wednesday and do life with power.